Welcome to today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is John Van Wyk with the Diamond Trail Fencing Club. He's here to talk about the new organization in Soli and a special Q&A taking place on Thursday.
Why bring fencing to this area, and I guess why are you passionate about it first? Let's start with that.
Well, you know, being originally from Oskaloosa and then, of course, moving to Ames to go to Iowa State, you see a lot more opportunities in the university setting, and then eventually settling in Clive for some time and being in the Des Moines metro area. Being exposed to those opportunities, when I finally moved to Soli, where we plan on kind of setting our roots and staying in for the long haul, we didn't feel it was practical to commute to West Des Moines to continue our passion, and in this case, passion being fencing. So we thought an opportunity to maybe start a club so we can continue that hobby and include others who might not otherwise have that opportunity. So,
what is this club going to be about? What are some of the things you'll provide with fencing?
Well, in fencing, there's three different schools of thought with three different weapons, and one is foil. And that's considered more of the training weapon. Then you've got épée, which is more of your traditional rapier or small sword from Europe. And then saber, which is a cavalry weapon. And they have different rules associated with the tournaments and the target areas with those. But we'll start out as a foil club because everybody will be beginners, and all beginners start out with foil. But, you know, depending on the interest level and how successful we are at getting people signed up, the goal would be to branch out to épée and saber, you know, come summertime. So we're looking to hit the ground running in January of 15. And so we're trying to get the word out now so that we can get people signed up and start classes in January.
So I guess to someone who is on the, I hate to use the pun, but on the fence about this, I guess, why fencing? Why did you get into it?
Well, you know, traditionally I was in Taekwondo, and when I was in the Marines, I hurt my knee, and then I hurt my knee again, and then after my third knee surgery from hurting myself in Taekwondo, I decided to get into a sport that was a little more linear, didn't require as much pivoting like you might have in basketball or Taekwondo, that sort of thing. And so I had a friend who was in fencing, and he invited me, and I didn't even know it was an option at the time, even though I lived in the metro. And so once I got involved, I thought this was awesome, and now I wish I'd been able to get into it sooner.
That's a big opportunity for people throughout the area, of course, here in Pella and in Soli and some of our surrounding towns. How can people get involved? I know you have a meeting that is coming up that will kind of explain some of the things that you plan to do, and I guess how can folks find more information if they'd like it?
We do have a Q&A that we're going to be holding on October 23rd at 7 p.m., that'll be at the Diamond Trail Fitness Center behind the Linville Soli High School. And that'll be an opportunity for prospective students or parents of students or adults or anybody who wants to get involved to be able to ask questions, take a look at some of the gear that we use. And to get more information, you can go to our website at diamondtrailfencing.com. And of course, we also have a Facebook page, Facebook.com/ Diamond Trail Fencing.
And then I guess, what are you looking forward to most about this opportunity? Because it's obviously a passion for you. And I guess maybe that's one way you can get people excited, is kind of have that passion conveyed.
As within many different types of sports, you know, friendships and relationships are developed, and I really value the ones that I was able to engage in when I was over at the Des Moines Fencing Club. And so I think it's an opportunity to continue a hobby that I think is a lot of fun. I think a lot of other people will think is fun. And it's an opportunity not only to, you know, for fitness, but, you know, to gain a skill and make more friends.
With fitness and skills and stuff like that, there are more than just obviously fitness and skills that people will gain from this. As you just said, what are some of the things that you hope people will get from your program you're starting?
Well, you know, especially, you know, in a small town, a lot of times there's fewer opportunities, particularly with sports, just because it's not the easiest thing to come up with coaches or people that can lead organization such as that. And so, you know, Soli being a town of about 900, I think it'll be a really good opportunity for the surrounding area, including Pella, Newton, and Grinnell, to be able to engage in something that even some of the larger cities don't have.
One of those amenities kind of thing that you can add that maybe you don't have in Des Moines. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add that you folks need to know about this before they decide to dive head first?
Well, you know, especially for the young people, we allow people to start out as young as 7 years old. We'll be a member or club of United States Fencing Association. That's the organization that sends people to the Olympics. And because you can start fencing in tournaments at age 8, it's a good opportunity for 7-year-olds to get some experience before they go to tournaments.
And thanks again to John Van Wyk for joining us on today's Wrenscott Village at Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.